It was twilight by the time we crossed the city line and pulled into the parking lot of a large suburban school, where crowds of people were already making their way into the auditorium. They appeared as Marty had described them, laid-off steel workers, secretaries, and truck drivers, men and women who smoked a lot and didn't watch their weight, shopped at Sears or Kmart, drove late-model cars from Detroit, and ate at Red Lobster on special occasions. A barrel-chested black man in a cleric's collar greeted us at the door, and Marty introduced him as Deacon Wilbur Milton, co-president of the organization. "Welcome," Will said, pumping my hand. "We've been wondering when we'd actually get to meet you. Thought maybe Marty just made you up." Marty peeked inside the auditorium. "How's turnout looking?"
"Good so far. Everybody seems to be making their quota. Governor's people just called to say he's on his way."
Marty and Will began walking towards the stage, their heads buried in the evening's agenda. I started to follow them, but found my path blocked by three black women of indeterminate age. One of them, a pretty woman with orange-tinted hair, introduced herself as Angela, then leaned over to me and whispered, "You're Barack, aren't you?" I nodded. "You don't know how glad we are to see you."
"You really don't,"
the older woman next to Angela said. I offered the woman my hand, and she smiled to show off a gold front tooth. "I'm sorry," she said, taking my hand. "I'm Shirley." She gestured towards the last woman, dark and heavy-set. "This is Mona. Don't he look clean-cut, Mona?"
"Sure does," Mona said with a laugh.
"Don't get me wrong," Angela said, her voice still lowered a pitch. "I've got nothing against Marty, but the fact is, there's only so far you can—"
"Hey, Angela!"
We looked up to see Marty waving at us from the stage. "You guys can talk to Barack all you want later. Right now I need all of you up here with me." The auditorium was almost filled by this time, 2,000 people in all, maybe a third of them black, bust in from the city. A procession of speakers then mounted the stage, a black legislator and a white legislator, a Baptist minister and Cardinal Bernardine, and finally the governor, who offered his solemn pledge of support for the new job bank and recited evidence of his tireless efforts on behalf of the working men and women of Illinois. Seeing all these black and white faces together in one place, I found myself feeling cheered, recognizing in myself the same vision driving Marty, his confidence in the populist impulse and working-class solidarity, his faith that if you could just clear away the politicians and media and bureaucrats and give everybody a seat at the table, then ordinary people could find common ground.